Taiwan special, episode one of the week. This should be going out on Tuesday. So I got a call from the Taiwan government this week. And I'm applying for residence. I think you knew that. Pardon me, I'm going to have a drink of this Coca-Cola. Mm. I don't drink Coke often, but pardon me. When you got something in your stomach and you need to help it digest, Coke can be good for that. I don't drink it often, but only for that purpose. Taiwan's government called me, and it's part of an application process for residents. And basically, the application is that the precedent is, premise is that what? All right, okay. I'll get to my point here. I'm applying for residence in Taiwan on the premise there's a law that I helped Taiwan. It's a law. If you help Taiwan, not it has to be substantial. Like it can't be some little passing thing. I have helped Taiwan in many ways. And I think I've told this story multiple times. Just after Trump was elected, I'll just say, people in Taiwan's government saw what was going on in the media and they were reasonably concerned. I mean, if Trump had read what the media was saying about Trump, Trump would probably be scared of Trump. I mean, the media was saying terrible, horrible things about him. And Taiwan's president was so concerned, just as a lot of people were. But see, unlike the smart people in America, not the people that don't read, not the people that thought that Obama being a good speaker meant that he wasn't going to create ISIS when he pulled out of Iraq. Not the people who thought that because Obama had leftist ideals that the economy wasn't going to go down. Not the people who thought that because Obama had the nice crease in his slacks. Because some guy said that about Obama. I like the crease in his pants, Not the people that follow that and thought that because of the crease in his pants that China wasn't going to become a big, dangerous superpower. I don't mean those people who don't know how life works. I mean the smart people in America who know what's going on and they know what a thing is. Taiwan's not part of that. They're in Taiwan across the Pacific Ocean. All they have to know and understand what's going on in America is the stupid news, the lying news, the fake media. And Taiwan gets the concept of bad news. Taiwan also has fake news. So, but then when it comes to CNN, they don't get that that's fake. And then why would they know it's fake? Because they don't know anything else. So Taiwan was all in a tizzy because what CNN, the lies CNN was saying, the misportrayal anyway, of Trump seemed realistic and was scary. Well, I called someone that I know in the government from his government office. My father taught me to pester Congress while I was in Taiwan. I had to pester someone, so I went and started pestering the local government. And I got to know the guy there in the local government. And so he knew who I was, So I called and pestered him and I said, I was calling him again and I said, everything's okay. I said, you don't need to worry about Trump. And I gave him the basic, the making America great again, reasons. There is no make America great again script, by the way. The Trump supporters all will give you about the same sort of reasons for supporting Trump and no one outlined them for them because it's just obvious. So I called my buddy and I told him the obvious. It's obvious to the Americans who know what's going on, not the Americans who don't know what's going on, but the Americans who do. He called his friend and the friend told the president and all of a sudden Taiwan's government wasn't worried anymore. And a month later, she called Trump on Skype and the rest is history. Now, I'm not going to go into all the reasons, but I can verify my story. And there are people that can say, yes, Jesse made that difference. So the people in the government saw my application, my reason, some of the evidence I gave for this. I'm not saying so much because it's ongoing, but this isn't a big secret that I did this. But I'm not going to say all the reasons, but, you know, I'll say some things about it. They called me on the phone today and they said, we ask everyone, is this all of the documentation you have? Are there any more letters, newspaper articles, any other evidence that you can give us to prove that it's not just made up, but that you really have been helpful to Taiwan? We want to know how you've been helpful. You said you've been helpful. We want to know how. Are you sure that we're all ready to go on this? Are you sure this is everything? Okay, that's a fair question. Okay. This is what I want to explain about this. So if I've kind of lost you, it's all right. Come back in and understand what I want to say about this. The question is, have I given them all the letters I can, all the newspaper articles I can, whatever it is, the letters from my congressman or what, who knows what? It's not those things, but, you know, have I given them everything that there is to show that I've helped Taiwan for my application for residence? My answer was, and I thought about this, I said, I've been in Taiwan 10 years, and I've been helping in a lot of ways, and I help everyone everywhere I go, everywhere. And there are people in other parts of the government who know me, and I have helped them, and I could tell you about them, and you would be impressed with them, with what they had to say about me. But I said, I think it's enough that the presidents of Taiwan and America are friends because I called a friend in the government and simply told him the truth. We can prove that I helped with that. I really think that that is the biggest thing. And I don't want to add any of the other many, many, many things I've done to be helpful to Taiwan that would distract from that. Taiwan's president was worried about whether Trump was a good, trustworthy person because of what the fake media was saying about him. I called a friend and told him what any Trump supporter would know and say. From the perspective, though, of an American who'd been in Asia for several years. And I said, Trump isn't a bad guy. He's not a monster. He could be a very nice person. Don't take my word for it, but believe that I could be right and see for yourself. Taiwan reached out, and they found out that I was right. Trump isn't a big meanie. CNN had him wrong. And I think my argument, what I'm politely saying, I mean, I have to apply. I have to give them this reason. I can't get residents if I don't tell them. They want me to tell them this, the Taiwan government. And so my reason is, I think that's sufficient reason that Taiwan can say, yeah, Jesse was right about Trump and we're glad. And that helped Taiwan enough that we'll give Jesse permanent residence in Taiwan. And I want that to be the reason. So I thought about this. I thought about this, though. They're saying, is there anything else? Are you sure that you've got all the documents? Is this all the documents? And I've thought about this and thought about this and thought about this. And I've decided that there is one more document, one more piece of evidence that I'm going to send the government. And by the time you're seeing this, the government has already received the letter. So you're not the first person to know. I'm going to send them the picture that I have on my Facebook profile. It's on my Instagram from December 2018. Me wearing clothing from a Taiwan-owned factory in Vietnam, but Taiwan-owned and managed. The Taiwanese boss gave me these clothes, these outdoor clothes. I'm at the top of Mount Jade, higher than any mountain in non-disputed China. China has land disputes with all kinds of people. It's one of their favorite things to do is dispute land with people. Well, in the areas that China does not have land disputes, not the ultra high mountains all around that China fights with other people about. I mean, in China where everybody agrees is real China. This mountain is higher than any mountain in non-disputed China, Mount Jade, at 3,952 meters. And there I am sitting up at the top, holding a Taiwanese flag. There was a lady that had some flags up there, and I asked if I could borrow one for the picture. And this new friend that I'd made that was with my group, I believe is, I'm tired, Tom, took the picture for me. And I rushed to put it right on my Facebook profile. I was so proud of that picture. So I asked some Taiwanese friends. I said, you're Taiwanese. Is this a good thing? Does this prove that I'm helpful to Taiwan? Or does this agree with that? And they heard my story and they said, you know, they said, yeah. If we needed proof that Jesse really does help Taiwan, and we had evidence, but we wanted something else, they said yes. So, yes, I gave the proof that I did indeed call this person, and I said those things, and it made a difference to help Taiwan's president, and President Trump kind of get along and sort of get on very friendly terms and understand that CNN was lying about him and that it is good to talk to President Trump. I can prove that I did say that, but as far as the second evidence, I'm going to send Taiwan's government the link to my Facebook profile. Nope, they didn't have it. And say, this picture right here says it all. I mean, it's got the mountain there. They know, anyone in Taiwan's government knows what the top of that mountain looks like. That's my evidence. And I'm at 12 minutes. See you tomorrow.